This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They talked about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people could be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard 365 24/7 news cycle right here. And you're about to mount up and ride on it. Welcome to the show. Maybe you're riding along. You took a little coast. You were coasting between the hours. That's okay. I understand. I get it. You know, you have to take a breather sometimes from the madness and the mayhem, right? Which is, of course, exactly what we have been seeing. You know, listen, it's all going to be good in the hood. It's all good in the hood because when you've got the government protecting you from the government, they could not ask for anything better, right? There you go. Really? The government protecting you from the government. I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds like the witch's brew, don't you? Hey, you start a witch's brew when you got the government, and then you throw in more government to protect you. Okay, wow, I feel so protected from the government. Gosh, nothing like the government protecting you from the government. I live in California, and I feel so protected because I'm in a sanctuary state. And I know those criminals that are coming across the border, they're good criminals. They're my kind of criminals. So therefore, they should be bonded with me, John Q., civilian citizen of California. Yes, U.S. citizens and illegal aliens, they mix so well, just like oil and water. Because citizenship doesn't matter anymore, right? If you're an American in California, you're no longer an American in California. You're just a member of the New World Order. By decree, of course. Well, I don't know. It was called Agenda 21, the decree that came out in 19... That's right, we're being led by that decree. That's the new constitution of the world now. That's the new Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence took place in June of 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't know that? Were you a part of that? No. Did you have any input? No. Do you care? Oh, no, of course not. It's like California. It's United States. We have all these freedoms. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's delve into that little document. Is it anything like the Constitution of the United States or the Declaration? Oh, no. No, we're just giving all of our freedoms away to the New World Order. That's what we're doing here in California, because we got government protecting us from government right now. And then we're going to add we've got three tiers here in California. We're being led by the United Nations right now. Jerry Brown has abdicated all authority to the United Nations. No, I bet you didn't know that. He doesn't follow the Constitution here in California. No. In fact, I heard a declaration being declared, a grievance being declared last Tuesday. These new Californians, they've got it together. They're thinking a little bit different than Jerry Brown. These new Californians, I have no idea what this is all about. Of course, that's not true, but... Yeah, you are probably saying that right now because you're thinking, this guy's hysterical on the radio. What in the world is going on? Well, because the United Nations runs California. Of course. Jerry Brown has abdicated all authority of the United States Constitution to the United Nations. That's really what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. How's it feel if you're in California? How's it feel if you're in the United States of America and you just lost the most populous state you have in the country? With the most wealth in the country. It's going a different direction because, one, Jerry Brown, the ruler, the dictator, El Brownski, we'll call him El Brownski, I don't know why. I shouldn't use the ski because that connotes another group of people. And that's an insult. That's offensive. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you with Brownski. We'll call him Brown Out. There's no out there, are there? No countries that would, the out country, citizens of out, I don't know. That's so far out, I don't know. And you know what I'm saying? So Brownout, we'll call the Brownout jurisdiction, has declared that we are members of the world. And that therefore, we are part of the United Nations. That's really what Jerry Brown wants, right? That's the end game. Well, listen, Jerry, I'm sorry to doubt you, buddy, but I know what the end game is. People have told me. They talk about you. It's just like a rumor mill. I know how thin your skin is. However, we got to talk. We've got to have this come to Jesus, hallelujah, brother, meeting with the Brownout. So, if you like it, if you like the feel of the United Nations, ladies and gentlemen, if you like the feel of how it is to be in the United Nations, if you love the squalor, yes, then California turning into a Venezuela in 5 years. I predicted this last night. I was speaking in a group after, and I was confronted actually with the end of the thing. But I was speaking to a group, and I said, "You get 5 years here in Orange County, and California." And we'll be just like Venezuela. Yes, indeed, isn't that wonderful? That Brad Pitt, he's got it together. He knows when he knows Hugo Chavez and Maduro. Of course, Hugo is gone. But when oil is oil, right? Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. California is going to look just exactly like Venezuela on the track it's going right now. Isn't that wonderful? And listen, I know that the syringes and the feces, and that's okay to live with that, right? San Francisco, we're calling you out. If you want to see what it's going to look like, it's going to look like San Francisco. Beautiful San Francisco. I love San Francisco, except now I won't go there. I was invited to go, and I said no. I said, look, I might go, but I have to be assured that I don't step in human feces as I walk through the front door of the business, right? Or where I'm supposed to speak. I just have to have, and the syringes. All the human waste and all that. But that's okay. It's the United Nations in charge, and we should just accept it. We should accept our lot. Isn't that correct? Our lot. We'll just accept it. Right. There you go. So anyway, this is what New California is saying. Wait a minute. I don't think this is kind of like the way we want to go. So the other day, I was listening to the radio. And I was thinking, wow, those new Californians, they've got it together. Somebody was talking about grievance number five. And grievance number five actually declared from these new Californians, I'm telling you, these guys are whacked. you know, wackos. They said, actually, that the governor has abdicated all authority over California. And what that means is that he has no authority relative to the Constitution of the United States. He's declaring it by his actions. How's that feel, California? He's abdicated all authority because he's got a different direction to go. He's a dictator. That's what dictators do, right? That's why they want to get away from California. And, of course, now we got the dictatoress. We got many dictators. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, S-C-H-A-F-F, is warning illegal aliens of potential immigration and customs enforcement raids. That's ICE, of course, taking place in the San Francisco Bay area. She's, of course, she's a governing person. She's elected. And it's wonderful when the elected people are looking out for you to protect you from the government. These government people just looking out for us, right? So you have a state official, a mayor of a big city, telling everybody, watch out for the federal government. It's coming to get you. It's coming to get you. These guys who are duly acting on the Constitution legally and lawfully are coming into our state. They're coming to our town. And they're going to take you away, you illegal aliens. You illegal aliens who like to shoot people like Kay Steinle. And murder, that's okay in this town. Murder is okay in Oakland. Murder is okay in San Francisco. That's okay. Because I'm here to protect you. I'm from the state government of California. And Jerry Brown, he knows everything. He's telling me what to do, as well as the minions at the United Nations. Abdicating your authority. I wonder how that's going to play in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Oh, it's so nice to be here, isn't it?
You're getting information like you've never received before here on Agenda 21 Radio. And right now, if you are trying or attempting to go out there and search YouTube for the latest information about Parkland, you can't get it. Oh, I'm sorry, you can get it. And on YouTube, they are celebrating right now because they are trying to shut down every bit of information that's coming from you, your citizen journalists out there. Yeah, that's right. You guys that have been posting up all kinds of stuff about Parkland, guess what? They're taking it all down, aren't they? Mm-hmm. You go. It's getting interesting. I got a hold of my YouTube on Saturday night, and I was actually at a restaurant, and I was perusing, and I was looking around going, take a look at all this. And I'm saying, oh, Parkland, yes. ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and then more ABC, MSNBC, CBS, CNN, and PBS, and so then more and more, and stream after stream after, it was wiped out off the face of the earth, and the mainstream media has now raided YouTube. So all of us that are out there in the alternative, guess what? You no longer have a platform. So what is going to be the alternative platform to YouTube? I know. YouTube and Google aren't part of the CIA. Of course, they have all these CIA contracts. Why wouldn't they be influenced by it? If you got contracts to the CIA, billions of dollars worth of contracts, what do you think YouTube's going to do? So we'll have to come up with something else. Okay, so we have the Oakland mayor. The Oakland mayor who warns, this is, of course, the abdication of authority of California. And when you have and of course, you have to remember something. The Oakland mayor, before her, a couple years ago, was Jerry Brown. See, the heart and soul of Jerry Brown with the Democratic, the California DNC, all that. It's all right there out of Oakland. I bet you didn't know that. The offices and everything are very close together right there next to Jerry Brown's offices for governor and state attorney general and all this other stuff. And the nonprofits that are affiliated with that. Oh, my goodness. It's all right there in a nice little office complex. Now, the Oakland mayor, her name is Schaff. She comes out with a pronouncement. Warning everybody. Oh, I have this information about ICE. And I want to make sure that everybody understands about ICE. ICE is evil. ICE is absolutely evil. E-V-I-L, she says. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Just that evil ICE, that evil, evil ICE out there.
Yesterday, I learned information from multiple sources that there is potentially an ICE activity planned in the Bay Area that could be starting as soon as today. My priority is to keep this community safe. It is not my wish to panic people, but to ensure that they're prepared with information, that they know their rights as well as their responsibilities, and know about the resources that this community offers.
Ah, the resources.
We will continue to dispel the ugly myth that many are perpetuating about our immigrant community. Spreading rumors of ICE activities has been used as a tactic to strike fear and paralysis in the immigrant community.
Just like the Nazis.
This is something that I thought about very carefully before bringing this information forward. But due to the reliability of my sources and the fact that I received this from multiple sources, I felt that it was my duty to share the information.
Wow. She's engaged in conspiracy theory. Awesome. Boy, does she look like a Nazi herself. She's got that Nazi-esque appeal to her. So obviously, Jerry Brown would be happy. And so would his relatives, right? They'd all be happy, that Nazi-esque look on her face. Okay, so here we have a situation developing in Oakland. Now, hometown to Jerry Brown, because he was mayor there once too. He even opened up a charter school in Oakland, California, his little mini home base. And she's now the mayor. So is it a surprise that Jerry Brown abdicates all of his authority? He gives a speech, you know, bolstering himself as the King Kong. And by the way, where is Jerry Brown these days? You haven't heard from him. You know, when Donald Trump came out and blasted him the other day on the radio, or actually in the press conference, a little presser, mini presser going on there at the White House. We haven't heard much from Jerry or Javier Becerra. We haven't heard too much from them, have we? No, that's because, once again, they've figured out that living with cockroaches under their desk is much more preferable than listening to the edicts of Donald Trump. Right? Okay, so there's a little thing in the Constitution called the Supremacy Clause. I hate to bring this up. I just don't want to blow it for the young lady here. Something called the Supremacy Clause. And with the Supremacy Clause, it says that the federal government reigns supreme, if you will, relative to the edicts, the dictates of the mayor of Oakland. Here's some more information. I got one more little 30-second clip here I want to play about the mayor of Oakland.
Morning tonight from Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff about possible immigration raids.
Ah.
She thinks that ICE may launch a crackdown locally in the next 24 hours. Mayor Schaff claims multiple credible sources gave her the information. She says that she made the information public so people can prepare and figure out their legal options. About 20 minutes ago, Berkeley's mayor also tweeted about a possible Bay Area raid. An ICE spokesman in San Francisco told us, ICE conducts operations every day, so I'm not sure what the mayor is referring to. Tonight.
Okay, so anyway, it goes on. Anyway, there's some other things she talks about going to jail. Now, here's the problem. This is so interesting because the mayor, in her logic and in the logic of the governor and everybody else, and this is proof positive, they've abdicated their authority over us in California completely and the city of Oakland. They have no more authority. They don't. They're done. And we got to get this through our heads as Californians and as Americans. They have decided to turn their back on the U.S. Constitution. They have abdicated their authority. That's what that means. It's like they've given up the throne as their place in governance in America. So they're acting roguely. They'd be rogue. That's what they're doing. They're acting as rogue elements now. Of what? Of the United Nations. So I'm telling you, the end game for these people is to do the bidding of the United Nations. We know this. This is just part of their gig, right? The climate stuff, all that stuff. Yeah, we know that. So they're trying to create chaos, and so they're warning people about those evildoers in the United States of America. And, of course, that just is not sitting well. It is truly not sitting well with this current president or people. I bet Californians didn't know that. Because, you see, Jerry Brown wants to destroy the state, as he's doing, right? All these gun laws, all trying to take guns away from people, trying to disarm, making more soft targets out of our schools, softer targets, by disarming teachers in the school so that, you know, when somebody comes in to shoot and kill kids, it's okay to shoot and kill kids. Yes, that's what they're there for. And there's nobody to protect them. Kind of like getting all the sheriffs to stand down in Parkland, right? Broward County Sheriff, the coward and scumbag that he is. I'm sorry, I just... You get sort of fed up. Listen, when it's hurting kids, that's when I kind of go a little unhinged. Innocent kids being murdered by this ideology. It's the same ideology that's driving Jerry Brown in the abdication of his authority over all of us here in California. That is what I heard on the radio. These guys are out there grieving all these things from New California. How dare they do that? Now, I do understand that tomorrow, actually, there's going to be a sixth grievance. Another grievance. Number six is coming out tomorrow from New California. My God. And, you know, there's 34 more after that. Is there a rebellion of sorts constitutionally in California? You bet there is, baby. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Plan for a massive ice sweep targeting the Bay Area. At least one mayor is saying that she is ready to go to jail. Good evening. I'm Veronica Dela Cruz.
I'm Ken Bassini in for Allen tonight. KPIX 5 has confirmed that ICE is preparing to arrest more than 1,500 undocumented immigrants in raids all across Northern California. KPIX 5's Phil Mateer reports they will get no help from any Bay Area police.
That's right, Ken. And the issue is twofold. First, who is ICE out there going to pick up? And two, why are they targeting the Bay Area? The answers to both are political, and it has Oakland Mayor Libby Schaft in an uproar. Let's take a listen.
Let me be clear that cities that have sanctuary status are engaging in their legal right.
So you're ready to go to jail over this?
Yes.
For Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff, it's not just that the threat of a major immigration sweep in the Bay.
I'm going to be posting up this. I'm going to be posting up this YouTube on the website. And I want you to pay particular attention to how she is attired Please pay particular attention to how she is dressed. Here we go. I'm going to restart this now.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaft in an uproar. Let's take a listen.
Let me be clear that cities that have sanctuary status are engaging in their legal right.
So you're ready to go to jail over this?
Yes.
For Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, it's not just that the threat of a major immigration sweep in the Bay Area appears to be in the works. It's the feds taking special aim at sanctuary cities like Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, who have thumbed their noses at the Trump administration.
Do you feel like you're being retaliated against?
That is certainly the message that has been sent.
It's not a total surprise. Acting Immigration Chief Thomas Homan pretty much sent the message on Fox News recently.
We're going to be all over the place, and we're going to enforce law without apology.
Just this week, Oakland doubled down by voting to ban police from even helping to keep the area around potential raids safe in case something goes wrong.
So Oakland's going to be completely hands-off if there's any kind of sweeps or raids.
That is absolutely our policy.
The Alameda County Sheriff's Department says sanctuary rules prevent them from even asking the feds where and when the raids may come.
We'd like to know, but we can't actually reach out and do that based on the laws that we're, you know, sworn to follow here in California.
Maciel Yakis with Catholic Charities East Bay's Legal Service Department says the community is ready whatever comes.
I'm sorry. Who's this charity? Let's try this again on the replay. The sheriff says he can't do anything because it's, and this is important to understand this too. Now, let's check in with the sheriff of Alameda County. Let's check this one out.
Prevent them from even asking the feds where and when the raids may come.
We'd like to know, but we can't actually reach out and do that based on the laws that we're, you know, sworn to follow here in California.
In California. So right away, he's abdicated his authority because he has sworn an oath, right? See how this is working? It's just playing right into the hands of New California, but I'm just telling you this. So the Oakland mayor has abdicated her authority, and the sheriff of Alameda County, since he has sworn an oath to the Constitution of the United States, he's abdicated his authority. Now let's listen to the charities behind the scene here trying to protect the illegal immigrants that are killing people. And again, no notion, not one word yet of the citizens of Oakland, the American citizens of Oakland, and the California citizens of Oakland. Not one mention. It's all about protecting the illegal aliens and not the citizens.
Maciel Yakis with Catholic Charities East Bay's Legal Service Department.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was that? I missed that part again. I'm going to replay it. What is the charity that's here?
That we're, you know, sworn to follow.
Okay, here we go. Let's listen carefully.
Maciel Yakis with Catholic Charities East Bay's Legal Service Department says the community is ready whatever comes.
Our community is educated and understands what their rights are.
And speaking of laws, Trump's immigration chief is talking about going after sanctuary city officials as well.
I've asked the Department of Justice to look at this. Are these sanctuary cities, can we hold them accountable? Are they violating federal law? So there's more to come on that.
We're very clear about what our values are here in Oakland. We are here to protect all of our residents, regardless of where they came from.
Again, I want to pry out of her mouth. Are you here to protect American citizens? American citizens. Not where they're from. Right? Let's hear that again.
Are here in Oakland. We are here to protect all of our residents, regardless of where they came from.
Again, American citizens, are you here to protect?
Very clear about what our values are here in Oakland. We are here to protect all of our residents, regardless of where they came from.
I'm sorry. Let's hear that again.
Are here in Oakland. We are here to protect all of our residents, regardless of where they came from.
No mention of American citizens. I sniff a lot of raza behind this. I do. You know, California style, American style La Raza. Maybe not the La Raza that you'd find down south, who doesn't want any kind of part of what's going on with the Norteño part of it all. Let's go on here.
That may be the case, but there's a question of the legal status of the...
Oh, my God! And I got to hand it to this guy on Channel 5 News KPIX. He seems to be kind of checking into the legal things here, calling into question, maybe perhaps the mayor might be wrong. Now, by the way, this was published January 17th from CBS San Francisco, this article. So get your perspective here.
people who may be targeted. For example, in November, our exclusive KPIX 5 Survey USA poll found that an overwhelming 62% said Oakland police should help the feds in cases involving undocumented suspects in violent crimes. So the public sort of sees a difference between...
You think? Well, you know, listen, Oakland, Alameda County, we love you. We love all of you. Your mayor and your sheriff need to, well, vamonos.
ICE pickups for violent and serious crimes, and other ones, somebody just working a job and living here peacefully. By the way, immigration has shot off a letter just in the last couple of hours saying Oakland might want to take a look in the mirror. They point out that if Oakland is so concerned about public safety on the streets and the safety of its citizens, perhaps they should be handing over these serious offenders so that the feds don't have to go out on the streets and look at them. Whatever the case, it doesn't look like either side in this sanctuary showdown is blinking.
Well, honey, girlfriend, you're about to blink. In fact, not only blink and nod, but you're going to be nodding. Yeah. Yeah, Neil and Bob, that's what you're going to do. You're going to be nodding about this whole thing, honey. But, you know, I love your attire. This is a great article. January 17th. And I don't think the Trump administration is going to blink. And I know one thing is going to happen. I know one thing. You're just getting fuel to that fire of New California. Abdication, anyone? Absolutely. Putting citizens of the United States of America at risk. Sure, maybe she goes along with the killing kids in school crowd. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but that's sheer speculation on my... I suspect that in Oakland, nobody has... Well, I shouldn't say nobody. The teaching staff in all the schools there probably, and of course all the administrators and other people who work with schools probably are disarmed right now. But, you know, the criminals, violent street thugs and so on, they probably are armed to the teeth. What do you think? In Oakland? Oh, sure, in O-Town? I get it. I understand O-Town. I get it. I work with a lot of O-Town folks. I get it. That's just part of the facade. They are the safe city there. Nothing happens in Oakland. Of course, we don't see it because we don't have our eyes wide open. And we don't care because we are part of the United Nations. And the United Nations knows better than the Constitution of the United States. Those founding fathers, those heathenistic founding fathers, what do they know, right? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21. And we're going to get down. We're going to get down with La Raza next. Maybe that's the problem. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And much to the chagrin of Jerry Brown and others, we're back. unfortunately affecting so many lives out there, and there's so much despair in California, and there really is. All brought to you by Jerry Brown. Right. If you love totalitarianism, welcome to Oakland, California. Yeah, we're going to stand in defiance of the federal government. That's our job. That's our responsibility. Catholic charities have told us that, and they agree to. Okay. So now, the interesting little gambit, we posted this up, and, well, just multiple YouTubes. We're going to use the YouTubes as long as we can to, and of course, it's, these kind of things will go away, where you have these guffaws by these mayors and stuff, and then they show the visual of them. Man, she has a very interesting clothing selection during this interview, by the way. Just, you know, when you see the clip, you've got to check it out, man. Girlfriend. You got the cropped hair now. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. But I don't think that's what she is. I think she's a good person, actually. She seems to be. But the way you're dressed, I'm telling you, it's not a good visual. It's not a good visual. Anyway, so it says here. It says here. This is from Breitbart. Okay. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf. Schaaf. There's no T on Schaaf. No, but she likes to shaft, of course, is warning illegal aliens of potential immigration and customs raids taking place in San Francisco Bay Area. Now, I said to myself when I was looking at this, just before the last blog, it's now posted up on Agenda 21 Radio, Catherine Rodriguez wrote the article. It says, the city encouraged interested residents to consult the website of Centro Legal de la Raza. I said they're the usual suspects are here in this whole thing, right? So listen, you with me, I want to pay very careful attention. Now you're going to hear the click. Here we go. We're going to be clicking. Hear it? We're clicking onto the website of Centro Legal de la Raza. We're going to check it out. Here we go. Oh, 510-241-4011, ICE activity hotline. No. Okay. I'm taking the bait. Here's another click. It's called Skype. We're going to see what happens on the air right now as I do this. Okay, I'm biting. I'm taking the bait. So the number is area code 510-510-241. People are calling me right in the middle of the show. 4-0-1-1. Okay. Let's see what happens. Ah, you're here. Here we go. We're pinging. Oh, it's unavailable. Really? I dialed it correctly. It's unavailable. I see. Let's see if it's even available. I'll go to the other line. Now, you'll be able to hear this out here in Hinterlands because I'm going to go to the other line. Now, that number to call is 510-241-4011. It's unavailable by Skype. However, here we go. We'll try this one. Here we go. 1-5-1-0-2-4-1-4-0-1-1.
This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
It's ringing. Central Legal de La Raza. No one seems to be answering. This is Paul Preston with Agenda 21 Radio, and I'm calling on a recorded line. Has there been any ICE activity in Oakland recently, as per the mayor of Oakland is suggesting?
So this number is just for emergencies. I can't answer that over this line.
Oh, it says that. Oh, is there another line to call?
No, I can give you contact information.
Could you do that? I'd really appreciate that. Well, okay, so is there been any ICE emergency? So if I call you with an ICE emergency, you would record me, and you would say that there's an ICE emergency going on where there's an ICE raid taking place. Is that correct?
No, not necessarily.
So, but I have it to believe that I'm reading an article out of Breitbart, and I heard the mayor talk about this. She's indicating that she's trying to warn people, and she's referring to your website to warn people about ICE emergencies. So, are you the reporting agency?
This is a rapid response hotline.
A rapid response hotline.
If you want to speak to someone, I can give you an email and you can get in contact.
Oh, please do.
Reporting an ICE emergency at the moment, I'm going to have to get off the line.
Okay, well, give me that name and contact information.
Sure. So, you can reach, it's ACIILEP.
Okay. You have all the time in the world.
So it's ACILEPGROUP at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. So that's ACILEPGROUP?
OUP.
OUP. OUP. Okay, and what's your name?
I'm Lucas.
Lucas. All right, Lucas, thank you. You're very professional. Thank you. Bye. Okay, there you have it. Okay, so this is the email in case you want to email your concerns. Now, that was the ICE hotline. Now, if you want to do the bidding of the mayor of Oakland, go right ahead. Here's the number, 510-241-4011. And give Lucas a call. He'll set you up with the right person to get the email from, which we'll broadcast freely here on this radio show. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the New California State Movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so, well, you know, and, you know, the situation that's going on with the mayor. Just look how she's dressed. Huh? Wow. Wow. Anyway, this is, you know, I'm just out there today. I'm sorry, just sort of energized by all the things going on with New California. Another grievance coming tomorrow. Now, I just want to know, what do you think might be in the grievance for tomorrow? Grievance number 6. This is, of course, of the 40 weeks of grievances. Grievance number 6. And it's interesting, the messaging that will be going on, I'm sure, with grievance number 6. And then we'll have 34 more. Come on. Give me a break. Maybe we should just kind of cut all these grievances out as New California. We shouldn't be grieving California one little bit now, should we? I mean, come on. This brave little mayor, acting like the good Nazi that she is. I'm sorry, the communist. She can't be a Nazi. No. No, that we couldn't have any clues or hints that she's acting like a Nazi. No. In defiance of the United States, of course. What greater good is that to be in defiance of the Constitution of the United States? Those founding fathers, they were all racist bigots anyway, right? Yeah, that's right. Critical race theory tells me that. President Barack Hussein Obama told me that. Andrew Breitbart tried to tell me that, but no, he was killed the night before he was about to announce that one. Playing in the sandbox, right? Andrew Breitbart. How appropriate was that we used Andrew Breitbart today to out the people in Oakland that want to destroy this country, including the sheriff of Alameda County. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America, stay strong. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Stay strong, America, stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.